Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
An Irish-made animation aimed at preschoolers is about to go global, as its Irish creators have announced a landmark collaboration with Disney to bring their cartoon series Beddy Byes to millions of households around the world. Created and produced by the Dublin-based company Jam Media, Beddy Byes is an animated series that supports healthy sleeping habits for preschoolers. Have a quick listen and see if you think this might help you now at bedtime this evening.
Let Beddy Byes. What do you have to show us today?
Papa, let's choose the star.
Yes, the star, please.
And what a beautiful star it is.
Whoosh! A shooting star.
For shooting stars in the sky.
How long?
Isn't that lovely? And if you recognise the narrator's voice, it's Dawn French, who is the narrator of the animated series Beddy Byes. John Rice is CEO of Jam Media and joins me on the line. Hello, John.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. I'm still awake, despite listening to that lovely, calming clip. And the first thing I have to say to you is congratulations. I mean, this is great news.
Oh, yes, it's fantastic. It puts Beddy Byes out onto an audience of, you know, now we have, by come February, we'll have an audience. It'll be in like 200 million homes around the world.
Incredible.
So it's, incredibly exciting.
And the idea came to you when you had toddlers in your own house a couple of years ago. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Myself and my business partner, Al Shannon, both had toddlers, 3 years of age or so. And it struck us that there wasn't, even though we've been making animated content and kids content for the past almost 25 years, it struck us that there wasn't really a whole pile of content that's being created for the very young, the under 4 years of age. So, and as a result, a lot of parents kind of head to YouTube, where, you know, it's not particularly well curated often. And often the content is very high octane. So we wanted to create really a series that would kind of, I suppose, help with a little bit of mindfulness and wind kids down, and would be kind of more thoughtful and maybe a little bit scientifically based. And but at the same time was going to be entertaining. So really it was trying to solve a real world problem that we were having.
So it takes the child on a little journey over the 11 minutes. Explain to us what the premise of it is.
Yeah, so kind of it echoes the latter hours of a young child's day. So before mealtime, we would hope that they would have some creative play, then they have their dinner, and then it's into the bath and the brushing the teeth. We deal with that as well, and then it's a story time where we kind of recap on what's happened in that episode, and then hopefully they'll have wound down enough to want to have a little nap or to go to bed for the night.
So it's heavily formatted in that's what happens in each episode. But I can clearly remember that time when a child is 2 or 3. That's what they want. They want the familiarity, you know, to be engaged, but for it all to feel like comfort.
Oh yeah, you're dead right. It they love to be able to anticipate a little bit what's happening. They like the familiarity of it, but they also like to be able to be familiar enough with it that they know what's going to happen too. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, every episode will be very different.
And clearly, you've found out, and you mentioned scientific research, that sounds are really important, because the bedtime routine has a lot to do with what you experience, but also what the baby or the toddler hears.
Yes, that's right. And it is, we bring in so many different, I suppose, you know, areas from the kind of the tempo and the music and the soundscapes and, the visual style, the lights dimming. It's all kind of like almost hypnosis to wind the child into, you know, just to bring it down a little bit. And really we see it as a tool the parents can utilize to help them. We don't expect them to be asleep at the end of every episode. Mm-hmm. But maybe to be used as part of their nap time routines, that it'll be a familiar place and a safe and trusted place for parents to go.
So tell me now, let's talk about the business end of this. How did you get
Okay.
Disney on the hook?
Well, we've been going now for almost 25 years, and we've been knocking on Disney's door for well over a decade. We run a we co-founded along with Maurice Galway, Don and Kerry, a festival called Animation Dingle, and every year we bring, like, we're able to bring, because it's such an amazing place and a great festival, we're able to bring some of, the key decision makers from these blue chip media companies to the festival. And it was there that I was able to I suppose talk about Betty Buys to one of the executives in Disney, and we had follow-up conversations around that, and it kind of just, it happened through Dingle,
Yeah, but
really.
it was already showing, wasn't it, on CBeebies on the BBC and also on RTE, on RTE Junior.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, no, it's already made. So Disney have licensed it to show in their in on Disney Plus and their channels around the world. Yeah, no, it's already been. It was co-produced by RTE and BBC. And yeah, started airing in May.
But you have to make more of them now.
We're hoping to. Yeah, we're in conversations at the moment, so fingers crossed.
Let's have another listen now to Betty Buys. I want to introduce our listeners to the best friends who feature in the series, Mimo and Baba. Here they are getting ready for bed and brushing their teeth.
Hello, Planet Betty Buys. What do you have to show us today?
Brushy time! Show them your teeth, Baba. That's tickly. Tickly, tickly, tickly. Tickle, tickle.
It's very calming. But you consulted a child psychologist on all of that, did you?
We did, yeah, we did, and just to see if we were kind of going on the right track, and it turns out that we were. But yeah, it was one of those series that we really we brought in the science, and we did a lot of early testing with the very young, and just to see what their reaction to the characters were, and if it was actually kind of working. Yeah, and it turns out that they are. But she was great. Yeah, Dr. Jacqueline Harding, she brought in a lot of the science bit,
And the
which is
parents
great.
are telling you now in feedback, since it started to go out on RTÉ and BBC, that it is working, like it is helping with that routine.
Yes, even some parents are saying it's working on them as well.
Oh,
It's
really? Do you know what? I'm not surprised, having listened to it. I was watching some clips of it last night, the promo clips, and I thought, yeah, I can imagine, I can see how this works on me.
Interesting, as we have Dawn French doing the narrator, but we've got Irish voices as well. And often, when Disney license a series, they'll dub it into American voices or whatever. But they've left the Irish voices on for this, which is great. So they'll be in the English language version. You'll hear, you've got Noah Gil Baptista, who and Paul Tyleck as well, who did the voice, and they're going to leave them as it
Ah,
is,
that's
which is
great.
great.
That's great to hear, isn't it? And
Yeah.
we're all delighted for you, John, and for
Oh,
Jam
thanks.
Media. It's a great success, and we look forward to seeing it on Disney soon. That's Betty Buys, created by John and his colleagues at Jam Media.